John works for a major pharmaceutical company that has been in business for the past 60 years as the EVP HR and drives the whole HR function from the HQ in London, with various regional offices across the globe, with divisional directors of HR in each of the 6 locations worldwide. He reports to the CEO of the company. In the past 5 years, in analyzing the retention statistics of his senior executives from VP upwards, he has noticed that the turnover of these senior executives have been increasing. This has impacted the company's ability to roll out various initiatives as well as maintain consistency in its delivery of its services. This has also affected the morale and the engagement of its middle management personnel and their development. John decides to engage the services of a couple of master's interns, which includes you, to do a study and gather some statistics about the turnover of these executives and make some recommendations. The following are some of the statistics gathered of the personnel who have left in the past 5 years: age, 38 to 50 years, gender, all males, education, graduate level and above. Key reasons for leaving: 1. Better developmental prospects. 2. Senior management leadership style. 3. Not having a say in decisions involving the company growth. 4. Cultural fit. Other points to consider: recruitment and selection tools have been in place for the last 10 years and have not changed. Interviews are the main source of selection. The company has used the same headhunter for the last 10 years. No recruitment or assessment tools have been used by the company. What would some of your recommendations be to the EVP, HR based on this information? What other information would you need? Suresh Menon on Human Resources.